Hello, my name is Kwesi Michai, and I'm here with my grandfather. Can you introduce yourself? Granddad.
Say that again.
I said, can you introduce yourself?
Oh, okay. My name is Jack Martin. I'm Kwesi's grandfather.
Yeah, I was going to ask you a few questions about your childhood and life growing up in the 50s or the 60s?
Yeah.
So, the first question is, where were you born?
Born here in Chicago, Illinois.
So how was it growing up in Chicago?
Well, during that time, it was quite interesting. It was back in the early days, and I was raised in Ida B. Wells on 39th Street, which is, well, address of 3841 South Park at that time. And then we moved over to on the other side near Cottage Grove, which was 750 East 38th Street. And it was quite interesting growing up there. We had a lovable area there where everybody seemed to get along pretty well, and it was real nice for a long time.
Did you have any problems with, like, race or racism?
Well, there was a lot of racism, but, you know, we stayed in our area basically. Most of the time we had problems, well, when we were out of our area, more or less. When we go down, it wasn't quite as freely as you would want to be, but we had good times down there. We went to the show and so forth, and every once in a while you get a little attitude from somebody, maybe if you're in a store shopping, they want to follow you around, but otherwise it wasn't really that bad.
Were there any areas that were, like, off limits?
Well, basically the white areas, like over at over west, southwest, can't call the area down. It was a little, certain places we just didn't go. You know, you just wouldn't go because you knew better, because things would happen. You know, if you went in a certain all-white area, you probably would run into some problems with the young men or women or whatever it may be, calling you out of your name or wanting to fight, so forth.
But overall, you didn't have any real troubles with that?
Not really, because, like I said, basically we did our little thing. We had our stores and store in our area that we go to, and we would shop with each other, and it was more or less we were more together then than we are now as far as taking care of each other.
That's good. And correct me if I'm wrong, you did serve in the military?
Yeah, I was in the Marine Corps for 6 years.
Can you explain how that was?
It was okay. You know, I enjoyed it. You know, most of my time was spent here and in the States. I didn't go to the war or anything. And it was okay. It was a learning experience. I enjoyed it.
That's cool. So you didn't get a chance to fight anybody? Were there any kind of altercations? Yeah.
I was in California, Camp Pendleton, and I went from there to San Diego, Coronado, that's what they call it. Then I went down to Paris Island. That's where I got my boot camp from, Paris Island. So it was interesting. It was a learning experience.
I actually heard from a cousin that, well, he's training to be in the military, and he went through a training for the Marine Corps. He said it was pretty intense. How was your training for it?
It was intense. You know, it was very intense. At that time, we had so many Marines had gotten marched off into the swamps down in Paris Island and had died, and I was there right after that. And the jail instructors were pretty tense. But It was okay. You know, a lot of sand fleas and so forth. There were bikers and so forth. You better not touch them if you're standing at attention and so forth, or in a formation. Yeah. But it was, like I said, it was quite interesting, and it was, you learn a lot. You know, most of the time when I was there, I was just, every once in a while, do a little boxing and so forth. That was about it.
Do you think it made you like, do you think it made you like tougher or something like that?
Well, I was born tough.
Yeah.
You know, growing up in where I grew up at, you know, you had to kind of be able to take care of yourself. I had to take care of my brothers and sisters, you know. And so I had a little reputation, but it wasn't a bad reputation. It was a reputation known to other people as, don't mess with the Martins. Mm. Else you got to deal with Brother Jack.
You got to deal with who?
Call me Jack Rabbit, because I was so fast with my chest.
Yeah. Yeah. How long ago was that? What, about?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind that one. So, how was your schooling?
School?
Yeah.
I went to Doolittle, which was done.
You went to Doolittle?
At first I started at Phillips Grammar, and we moved from that side, moved out of the district, so we moved there. Cottage Grove, we had to transfer over to Doolittle, which was on 35th. And it was okay. It was a good school, you know. You have to get adjusted to it, and the people get adjusted to you, and the guys and girls.
Hello?
Yeah, I told you where I went to school. Did you get all that?
Yeah, I got all that. So I'm trying to think where we left off. So schooling was pretty easy for you?
No, it wasn't easy. You know, it was a little tough, but I had my uncles that would encourage me and keep me on the straight and narrow, so I pushed myself through, and with their help and so forth, and it was okay. I'm glad I did.
Yeah. So, do you apply anything that you learned from, like, the military that, like, into your life now, or, like, as when you were an adult?
Well, discipline, mainly.
Yeah, discipline.
Which every young man needs, or everybody really needs, is discipline.
Yeah. You already said you were born tough.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. let's see. So, here. So, Granddad, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, what are some things that you did as a child, like, for fun?
Well, did a lot of different things. We could, growing up, played games.
Did you play any sports?
Hmm?
I said, did you play any sports?
Yeah, I played football in school.
Football. You know, were you like, kind of big, you know, like, what, like, you're like 6'1" now, right?
Yeah, 6 feet now. I was about 5'7" then, I guess. I played right tackle, sometimes played linebacker. You know, I weighed about, at that time, I must have weighed about close to 200 pounds. I was a big, round guy. So, but it was interesting, you know, and I like to play. I play baseball, you know, play a little of that, but that was, you know, around the house.
Baseball.
And, so we did a lot of little things together around there. We played basketball.
You played what?
Basketball, you know. I used to love to swim. We used to go to Madden Park because they had a swimming pool there, and I loved to swim. That's where I learned. When the guy threw me in the pool, I learned how to swim from there because they had to get out.
Oh, really? They threw you in a pool that was deep?
Mm-hmm.
I I said they threw you in a pool that was deep.
Yeah, it was in, I don't know, I think it was in the 6 foot water, 6 feet. Yeah, it started, I think it started at 3 feet, then went on up to 6, then all the way up to 9 feet. So I was scuffing to get out of there, but I got out. That's where I learned how to swim.
Yeah. I don't even know how to swim.
You don't?
No.
Well, you need to learn. It's good. It's something good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, something good to know. It's not that hard. It's a matter of just wanting to do it.
Yeah, well, that's about the time. So, this is my interview with my grandfather. You say bye.
Okay, son. Grandson, thank you much. Enjoy talking to you, and I hope it comes out okay.
All right.
All right, love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.